Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Bible is a love story unlike any ever penned by the hand of men. It is the delight of the Lord in the one he loved that moved him to redeem her from the auction block, in the slave market of sin where she had willingly sold her own self into captivity to escape his rule over her. She had done everything in her power to escape from him, even trying to hide her nakedness, thinking that she could cover her disobedience by the actions of the same sinful flesh which caused it. She thought to throw off his rule by taking her fill of many lovers and drowning herself in her own religion, lusts, and pleasures, hiding herself among the heathen and being found in all ways by her own nature, a child of wrath even as those she consorted with. But long before she ever drew breath or even heard the name of the Lord, she was one loved by him with an everlasting love. Long before she ever manifested her own wickedness and unfaithfulness to him, she was the delight of his eyes and the one chosen to be the bride of his only begotten son. He betrothed her to his son long before the first star was ever set in place or any molecule of this world was ever formed. Yea, before its design was ever taken from his drawing board, she was the one chosen to be wed to his chief delight, the eternal Son of God. The Son of God, being one with the Father, loved her who was given to him. He delighted in her and determined to manifest to his whole creation the glory of his grace and his everlasting love to her in the open display of his redemption of her by the giving of himself in her behalf. She was his and hid in the bosom of his everlasting love before he created this world in which he would make this declaration of his love known. He was already her Savior before he ever made the world in which she would be lost and brought into captivity according to his own design to manifest the glory of his grace in her redemption. Who has ever known another love like this? But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. It is a love which had no beginning, and it is a love which shall endure forever. Every thread of the tapestry of this world is woven by the hands of him who has designed the whole. There is not even one insignificant tuft of yarn in the whole grand work which is not necessary to its beauty, no color which is by chance, nor any stroke that has gone into its weaving which is less than the purpose of him who both designed it and produced it as a glorious thing of beauty. The bridegroom is the most important participant in this love story, for it is he who has instigated this love affair. He could have any bride he desired, and this is the one which he has ever loved, choosing her and fashioning her as the bride of his delight. While he is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys, possessing an innate beauty, yet it pleased him for the great love which he had for this bride to become one stripped of all beauty and esteemed as one condemned in order to purchase her, when she has yet manifested no love for him and continually despised his way. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He described his bride as the lily among thorns. How could it ever be that the Lord could see his bride as a lily in this setting among thorns is beyond the capability of men to explain or fathom. He described this love through the prophet's pen. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swore unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. He loved her before she was cast among the thorns, and therefore his love for her was in no wise diminished by the terrible condition she came to be in. Because she belonged to him, she was the apple of his eye, that one in whom he took great delight. The fact that she had been cast among the thorns in no wise deterred him from rushing to her aid, a mighty deliverer to take her from the captivity among these brambles. Though he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, he made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, willingly suffering the damage of the thorns to his own body, counting it a joyful thing that he might rescue his beloved spouse. It has pleased him in the ages to come to present this one as his bride without spot or blemish. Then she shall be viewed by all, covered in that beauty which is his, for she shall be like him, conformed to his image most completely.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.